This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, and it's just me and some Colts here in the studio. Rich Eben's off today. He's at the farm and he's preparing for winter. Much of the same thing that we do here. We've been preparing for winter here in Missouri, baling hay for the last several days. And that's what we do, because we want to make sure the cows have plenty to eat, and they don't starve and freeze to death in the winter. So this time of the year, we do our best to get the hay cut, raked, baled, and then stacked in the barn. So Rich is well. He's working hard, and he'll be back with us when he's finished with most of his winter preparations. I'm sure he's going to come back before he's completely done. But Rich has a farm in Montana, and he does a lot of things the hard way. I mean, he's got some equipment, but he has to put his back into it. So he'll be back. And I want to let you know, I got a call last night from Sonny Skidmore, and many of you have been asking how Sonny's doing. Well, you know that she was in a car accident, and as a result of a series of events, she had her legs amputated. Both of them. And it was a life-altering event. She's about 90 years old. And she called me from the nursing home, and she has gotten her prosthesis. She is walking with them, but they won't let her walk alone, so she has to have someone there in case she falls, and she has not fallen yet. Her spirits are outstanding. She's a real lady. And so we talked at length a couple times yesterday in the evening, and I asked her how it's going, and I asked her about the communist Chinese virus that they've inflicted on the world. And she said it's been there. People have been infected. And she said that there are people who worked for a company that packaged food, dry food. And I'll give you the details when she comes on the air with us next week. And she'll probably be with us for a couple hours next week. And so the management was infected. Top management, and died. And they shut the company down, and they disinfected the company, and they reopened. But, so if you're wondering, does anybody know anybody, do any of the USA Prepares instructors know anybody who has been infected with the communist Chinese virus that's been taking down the planet? There's a USA Prepares instructor who does. And I've been unable to talk with Sonny Skidmore of KLID AM 1340 because her phone number was changed. And I didn't know how to get in touch with her or where she was. So I've been just grinning from ear to ear with her outcome so far. She's doing really, really well. Her outlook is extraordinary. And she's going to be on the air with us next week. And let's see. This Friday, we're going to be doing a special broadcast at the request of David in Illinois. We're going to be talking about rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers. We're going to give you our take on what we like and why. We're going to talk about, if time permits, ammunition. And originally it was going to be a one-hour broadcast. And I talked to David off air. He said he could do two. And Kyle heard me mention that David could do two. And Kyle called right after the broadcast yesterday. And he's going to do two. Now, George in New Hampshire wants to join in. George, you're certainly welcome to call in and be with us. We can probably make all that happen. I'll do the, I'll be the MC, and I will push the buttons and try to make all that happen. And we probably ought to do it again and again, because I think it's a topic that many people are interested in, because Kyle and David and George have a lot of experience. We've all been shooting for years. In my case, since the 60s. So that would be, you know, close to 60 years. And the other members of the faculty probably darn close to that as well. So we bring a lot of experience. Now, not everybody shoots every day. But we've handled lots of different rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers. And we can tell you what we like and so forth. So that's going to be Friday. And, you know, Rich is off today, as I mentioned, and since he mentioned cars, and since Rich mentioned cars, we're finding it more difficult to get some of the additional auto parts that we'd like to have here at the shop. And one of the things that we are doing is we are bringing in supplies that we think are going to be even harder to get once the selection is made, and that's in 47 days. 47 days, and many people, including yours truly, believe that times are going to get way worse after the selection, because half of the country will be unhappy. Or if they're happy, the other half is going to be unhappy. And it's a contest between two guys that neither one can seem to tell the truth. And the Democrat guy, Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, Biden, stole a friend's wife. Now, look it up. Yeah, he stole a guy's wife. So Jill is Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist's second wife. And at first he borrowed her and he stole her. Look that up. That's absolutely true. When we order automobile parts, we're finding it lately even more difficult than we found it before. It wasn't all that pleasant before because we couldn't get what we wanted just when we wanted it or when we needed it. And what would happen is customers would come in and they would have a problem. And so that problem would require a part. Let's say it's a control arm for the front suspension. Or let's say it is a steering rack. Or let's say it's ball joints or tie rod ends or universal joints or shock absorbers or serpentine belts, alternator, water pump. Fan clutch, blower motors, blower motor control systems, switches, whatever it was. It was getting harder and harder to get. Well, lately, the newest wrinkle is wheel weights. Now, what are we talking about? So you go and buy tires. And when you do, the good old-fashioned method that we use here at the farm, and for our son's customers, for his business, we balance wheels the good old-fashioned way. We spin up the wheels, and we use a dynamic balancing machine. It's made by John Bean. It's also known as Snap-on, and we bought it for hardly anything, $400. $400 for a wheel balancing machine. And I converted it because it was a three-phase system. It came from either Walmart or Sam's Club. So it's a top-of-the-line machine. It's an older machine, but it was three-phase power, which is what you find in industrial areas. Well, we don't have three-phase power here. We have split-phase, also known as single-phase. So I converted this split-phase system to run on single-phase, and it works fine. So we have a little box that converts the electricity, and you can do that. So if you find that you can get a great deal on some piece of gear, like a lathe or a compressor or something like that runs on three-phase, and you say, shoot, we don't have three-phase, Three phases, four wires. So if you look at the power poles and you see four wires, that's three phase. If you see only three wires or two wires, that's single phase or split phase. So it's called two things, single phase and split phase. So if you have two or three wires, it is the non-industrial electricity. And that's what we have here at the farm. And all the other farmers have it too. So I bought this box. It's probably $55. And I used it, wired it in, and converted split phase to three phase. And this wheel balancer uses plain old split phase electricity. I can run the wheel balancer on our solar system. All right, so here's what happens. When we balance tires and wheel assemblies, we mount the new tire on a wheel, and we check it for being true. We spin it up and we watch it. We see if it wobbles, and we see if the tire's out of round, meaning it has high spots or low spots. And if the tire passes that test, the next thing we do is we balance it. And the tire machine that we have will tell us exactly how much weight to put and where. So weights will go on the inside of the rim. Now, the rim is where the tire contacts the wheel. That's the rim. Some people call the wheel a rim. A wheel and a rim are two different things. The wheel is a complete assembly with the centerpiece and the rim. A rim is just the part that contacts the tire. A tire bead. Anyway, our machine will tell us exactly where the weight goes. How many ounces or fractions of an ounce go at exactly which location. So we will physically hammer on these wheel weights, and they're typically made with lead. Hammer them on, and then spin up the wheel again and see if it actually did, in fact, balance the wheel and tire assembly. If it didn't, we'll rebalance it until we get it right. And we balance within, let's say, less than 1/10 of an ounce. And we are very precise about that. And when we balance wheels, when you put them on the car, you'll think you have a new car. It rides so much better. Because most people don't do it that way. Here's what they do. And there's a reason why I'm telling you this long, drawn-out story. The wheel weights are getting really hard to get, and we can't get them. At least within a few days. Now it looks like it's going to be out a week, if we can get them at all. So we're kind of concerned about that, because we always put new wheel weights on when we balance a wheel. That way they don't fly off. You know, used weights, they work for a little while, and they tend to fly off. Then the wheels become unbalanced. So we use new wheel weights. Well, when we balance tires, they're done right, and we double-check them, and then we put them on the car. The new method of balancing wheels that we don't do is that you add beads, little round beads, thousands of them, and you put a prepackaged packet of beads, kind of like those soap pods, they're packaged like that. And you look up on a chart how big the tire is, you know, like 255, 60, 16. And you look up on this chart and it says one packet, two packets, three packets of these beads. And you just throw them in. You throw them in to the tire, and then you mount, as you're mounting the tire on the wheel. And then as the tire rotates, these little packages break and these beads roll around. And I'll tell you why we don't do it when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's just me today. And if you'd like to call, if you've got some preparedness tips, we're going to stay on preparedness today. So if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Preparedness tips only. If you've got a better way of doing it than I've mentioned, I'd love to hear it. I'm sure a class would as well. But nothing outside of preparedness, please. So I mentioned that because lead is in short supply, because the previous administration, the Barry Satoru cabal, had closed down the lead mines in the United States. So the only lead that's available, for the most part, the lead that's available for car batteries and bullets, projectiles, and weights for balancing, etc., is recycled lead, because Barry and his bandits have shut down lead production in the United States for environmental reasons, so they say. I think it was dumb. But anyway, so lead weights are getting harder to get, and there are substitutes for lead. But the problem is that lead is really dense. And because it's dense, it has a lot of weight for the given area that it occupies. It's perfect for lots of things. It's perfect for bullets. It works really well for lead acid batteries. It works really well for lead wheel balancing weights, etc. Well, what happens now is that when you buy tires, tire shops have become really lazy. and they would prefer not to spend the, oh, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes that it takes us to balance a wheel and get it right. They would rather take these little packages of ceramic beads and throw them into the tire wheel assembly just before the bead sets. You know, you hear that pop when the bead finally sets when you inflate the tire. Well, they throw these beads in there, the packages break on purpose, and these beads roll around, thousands of these little beads. They're a little smaller than a BB. They're white, and they're ceramic, and they roll around. And the idea behind that is they take an average amount, and they say, okay, well, this size tire is out of balance by this many ounces, so we'll throw this many beads into the carcass of the tire. And as the tire rotates going down the road, when it hits 55 miles an hour, these beads will kind of settle down, and they will adhere to the opposite side of the heavy part of the tire. So if the heavy part of the tire is at 12 o'clock, these beads will settle around 6 o'clock and balance out the tire, as long as it's going over 55 miles an hour. So if you slow down, the beads fall out of place. Centrifugal force holds them in place. Okay? So these things are always rolling around. They're banging into each other, and they only work at 55 miles an hour or more. So when you stop, all the beads fall to the bottom, the 6 o'clock position. So when you parked, all the beads are fall to the bottom of the tire. Once you start rolling, the beads roll around inside the tire, and they find the spot where they can balance the tire. But they're always moving. They're always rolling against each other, and they cause friction. And they abrade the inside of the tire, and they cause dust. And that dust is rubber dust. So when you go to inflate your tire, let's say you look at it and you go, geez, I think it's a little low. So let's add some air. You put the tire chuck on there, and you inflate it, and you can hear the air rushing in. And then when you think you have enough air in it, you pull the tire chuck off, and it goes, psh. Well, that sound is air rushing out. Now, the air that rushes out is the dusty air that has the rubber in it. And what it does is it clogs the tire valve. So now the tire valve doesn't seat properly, and it leaks, which is why you saw the tire look a little low. So you put more air in it again, and when you take the tire valve or you take the tire chuck off, it leaks again out the tire valve stem. So it's a problem that continues. So what's the answer? Well, when you get those tires, they'll put in a new valve stem, one with an air filter on the inside, to prevent the rubber dust from clogging the tire valve, the Schrader valve, it's called. Schrader valve. S-C-H. Schrader valve. So the reason all this has happened is because people don't know how to balance tires, and lead's getting harder to get. And so now we're riding around with tires that are really not balanced. This bead system of balancing is lousy. The tires are never really balanced properly. And they're not balanced at all speeds. Where the old, good old-fashioned way, the way we do it here, the way it used to be done, works perfectly. We'll be right back.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The government's September jobs report just out, and the number of jobs created last month coming in rather disappointing and below most economists' predictions. Just 661,000 new jobs were created in September. And as for the unemployment rate, here's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
A September unemployment rate of 7.9% remains substantially above the 3.5% level seen in February, and it's reminiscent still of levels seen during the Great Recession.
The unemployment rate going to 7.9, down from 8.4% in August. First Lady Melania Trump says she and President Trump are, in her words, feeling good after they did test positive for coronavirus last evening, and both have cleared their schedules until further notice. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump, he spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debate said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It's been widely reported that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on September 18th, 2020. But other reports say that she died 18 months before that. And that the recent death was of her body double, and that her body double was made by the same outfit that made the body double for Lawrence Zeiger, the man who used the stage name as Larry King. And they say that because they specialize, this company that makes them specializes in fast turnaround. And it's been reported that you can tell that they were body doubles because the body doubles have the same smile, the same intelligent look, the same posture, and that they use the same accelerant in their noses. Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not change her name when she married her husband. Y'all know that? It's absolutely true that she did not change her name because her husband, his name was Martin D. Ginsburg. So they had the same last name. That's absolutely true. And they're not the only ones who, you know, marry their spouse that has the same family name. And maybe Gwyneth and I can talk about the royal marriages and how royalty seems to be inclined to marry cousins. And they're not the only ones. Let's see, there are other people who have married their cousins. There's some famous people like Rudy Giuliani, for example, the former mayor of New York City, part of the Trump administration. He married his first cousin, the daughter of his father's first cousin, making her his second cousin once removed. Edgar Allan Poe married his first cousin. H.G. Wells married his first cousin. Saddam Hussein, they had a lot of wives, but his first wife was his first cousin. Charles Darwin, you know, the guy who penned on the Origin of Species, he married his first cousin. Albert Einstein, his second wife, and he were first cousins on his mother's side. Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, the rock and roll guy, he married a cousin. He got in the game early. She was only 13 years old. Kevin Bacon. He is distantly related to his spouse. I think they're ninth cousins once removed. Jesse James. He married a cousin. A first cousin. So, and by the way, speaking of Jesse James, there's a terrific series, as Peter Falk Colombo would say, terrific. Well, I was telling Kyle about this on the phone yesterday, and these are little vignettes, and the runtime is, maybe close to an hour. And this was a television series from the 1950s, I believe 1954, in 1955. So almost as old as I am, you know, like over 60 years old. And this was in the early days of television. I mean, not everybody had a television in 1950, that's for sure. And those who did had black and white televisions. Well, this was filmed in black and white, this series. It's called Stories of the Century. There are three volumes, 1, 2, and 3. And there are 12 episodes on each of these DVDs. And it's called Stories of the Century, Matt Clark, M-A-T-T, last name Clark, Railroad Detective. So what they've done is they've inserted this railroad detective, this fictional character, into actual historical events. Like he was the crime solver for the railroad. And some of the characters that are in this are portrayed historically accurately. And they are some of the hoodlums, the bandits, the cattle rustlers, the hooligans of the Wild West, where our family lives, like Missouri and Kansas and other states, Oklahoma. So these outlaws were all over the Wild West. And they had names like Black Bart, Tom Horn, Jack Slade, the Apache Kid, Cattle Kate, Sam Bass, Black Jack Ketchum, Doc Holliday, Frank and Jesse James, John Wesley Hardin, Clay Allison, the Dalton Gang. So there's 36 of these episodes, and I paid around $12 for it on eBay shipped. Three DVDs. You can probably find it. Now, is it going to be life-saving? No. But it's interesting to learn about the 1800s. And the century that this is set in is the 1800s. Our farm, the abstract for our farm dates back to 1844. We have the original paperwork from the James Buchanan land grant, where land was given to people who would settle it. So land was given, and then ultimately it was sold and sold and sold and sold over and over and over again. Finally, we got it, and we paid for it. But, you know, once it was stolen by the federal government from the Indians, it was stolen from the Indians, given away, and then sold and resold and resold. And we were the last owner so far of this particular farm. And I find this fascinating because this is the area where some of these things happen, you know, generally the same area. I mean, not right on our farm per se, but generally the area. And you might find this interesting in your children as you homeschool them. You might find it interesting to share these videos because they're interesting, they're exciting, they're fun to watch. And it was, you know, a detective, a railroad detective solving the crime. And the crimes had to do with cattle rustling. In many ways, swindles, cattle rustling, taking advantage of, you know, unsuspecting people. Had to do with sheriffs, corruption. It's really, I think you'll find it quite fascinating and educational. If it weren't educational, I wouldn't recommend it. But it is. So that's the story about Stories of the Century, the television series. And there are 36 episodes. If you're fortunate, you'll be able to find it for about $12, $13 or so. Next thing, I'm talking about my book. I didn't say that yet, but I'm talking about my book. And that's kind of a loose term because it's an unfinished, unpublished, unorganized, not available for sale series of my notes. And I don't know if I'll ever publish it. At the moment, I don't have any intention to do so. And if you've noticed, I've stepped back, you know, for quite some time now. I have not updated the website. Actually, I took it down. And it's because of those parasites who, you know, like to attack and attack and attack. And just, you know what? When people do that kind of thing, I'm not interested in helping them. And as a result, so the website is, it's there, but you can't get to it. I've put it on hiatus. And I don't update as to who's going to be on the radio with us. I don't do any of that. And I actually appreciate what these parasites have done because they freed up some of my time. Just as those people who decided to unfriend me. I appreciate what they've done because now I don't answer their calls because they don't call anymore. I don't have to help them out of jams. And if you're as fortunate as I am, you'll lose some of your former friends too. And it'll be less work for you. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. I have more time to work on the farm because I'm not helping other people as much as I used to. Next item from the book is a splice-in fuel filter. And I suggest that you consider this. You can go to eBay, and that's where we get ours, and they have these quarter-inch fuel filters. And we buy them for all of our gasoline-powered equipment. Now, they come in different sizes, so you need to figure out what size you need. And what you do is you cut the fuel line between the carburetor and the gas tank. you know, literally make sure fuel's not going to run out all over the, all over your hands and hot engine and, you know, start a fire. But, you know, if you drain the fuel out of the tank or you have a fuel shutoff valve and you can do it safely, what you do or what we do is we cut the fuel line and we have a container, like a tuna fish style can. We've saved those for years. We don't eat tuna fish. We haven't eaten tuna fish for over 10 years because of Fukushima and the radiation in the ocean. But we have some cans that we've saved, and I'll put a tuna fish type can under the hose where I cut it to catch any drips of fuel. I do it on a cold engine, and I wear those latex gloves. Cut the fuel line in the right spot, and I insert in the fuel line a fuel filter. And I use two hose clamps, and they are typically 5/16 size, 5/1/6 inches. And they have a worm-type gear, and you screw that in and tighten the hose around the hose clamp, around the fuel filter. And there's a direction. The fuel filters are directional. So it'll show an arrow. That means that's the way the fuel flows. Flows out of the gas tank toward the carburetor. And it works really well. So all that little bit of, those little bits of grit that come out of the fuel tank, a little bit of water, a couple drops here and there, if you have it in your fuel tank, gets stopped by the fuel filter. It saves a lot of problems. So what we do, when we buy them, we'll go to eBay and we'll type in the following words. Like 1/4, as in quarter of an inch, fuel filter, comma, lot, L-O-T. Which means we don't want to buy one. We want to buy a bunch of them. And typically you can get 10 of them for somewhere around $1 a piece shipped. So it's like 10 for a dollar, 10 for $10 or $1 a piece. And then you have to get the hose clamps. And we like the stainless steel ones the best. Now, what's happened is the Chi-Coms have decided that they can make a metal that looks just like stainless steel until you feel it. But, you know, if you look at a picture of it, it looks just like stainless steel. And they're lousy. They rust. They fail. So what we do is we only buy the stainless steel ones. There's a good brand that we like. It's the same brand that's been around since I was selling auto parts behind the counter. It's called Ideal. I-D-E-A-L. They make top of the line, world class, best you can get, made in USA, hose clamps. They cost 3 times as much. But they're still relatively inexpensive. So I think you'll find what we find. If you do this, you won't have anywhere near the problems with your gasoline-powered equipment, lawnmowers, rototillers, etc. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so it's just me today. And so 47 days until the selection. And do you believe it'll be peaceful? Really? Do you think that we'll return to the good old days? When you can buy, you know, flour and spaghetti and paper towels and go on a road trip with your family. Maybe even go so far as to have friends over for dinner. Do you think that's possible? Or do you think more violence will ensue? Are you preparing to get what you need? Because you think it's going to be in shorter supply. Well, I suggest that you consider that being the case. Because I believe that just about everything is going to be in shorter supply. As I believe that prices will continue to increase. And I've mentioned previously over the last several months that prices are going up dramatically. The quality vintage items that I used to buy cost twice as much as they did when they were brand new 40 years ago. Now, you used to be able to get them relatively reasonably priced, but, you know, a month ago or so. But the price has doubled since then. So prices of things like quality battery chargers have gone way, way, way up. And I suggest as you see the colder, that you get a battery charger for your vehicle. You know, since we're all not driving so much, you want to keep that battery topped off. And you're going to want to top it off about once a week. So the minimum size battery charger I think you should consider would be 6 amperes. One that automatically tapers off as the battery gets further and further charged. Good size would be 10 amperes, 10 amp, A-M-P, or 6 at the minimum. Now, that would be for one that will actually charge the battery. So if you had a 60 ampere hour battery, and you had a 6 ampere hour charger, it would take 10 hours to charge the battery, all things being perfect. Actually, it would take longer than that in reality. So that's why you don't want a little tiny one. But you do want a little tiny one to, you know, leave it on for several days. That would be called a trickle charger. That'd be 1 ampere or less. So if you have like a camper trailer that has a battery or two, you're going to want to hook up that battery charger to keep that battery topped off, because as it gets colder and the battery discharges naturally, a lead acid battery will just discharge all by itself if it's not connected to anything in about a month. And in that 1 month's time, that battery will freeze at 32 degrees. And when it does, the plates will buckle, the lead plates will buckle, and the battery will be destroyed. And there's no fixing it, because it'll be physically broken internally. So the way you can prevent all that from happening is keep the battery charged. But when you charge it, you know, you want to look at the cells and see if they are at the right height with the electrolyte. And lots of batteries have these battery caps. Sometimes there are 3 caps per strip. There's 2 strips for a 12-volt battery. 12-volt battery has 6 cells, 6 places to put distilled water, and that's the only thing that you put in a lead-acid battery, distilled water, not tap water, not spring water, not Perrier. The only thing you put in is distilled water, or you'll ruin the battery. Okay? So before you charge it, you check the electrolyte level, and go to the internet, and you'll see how to do it. What I do is I wear safety goggles, long sleeve shirt, gloves, latex gloves, and I do it very, very carefully, because the acid, the electrolyte in the battery is sulfuric acid, and it can blind you if it gets in your eyes. It can cause all kinds of problems and burn your skin. So I do it where there's water. I have water ready. So if I splash any on me, I rinse it off immediately. Baking soda is the neutralizer for acid. It's the inexpensive neutralizer. So have baking soda ready. Have plenty of water ready. Make sure you can, you know, if you get it on your face, around those goggles, make sure you wear goggles. Don't do it without goggles. Be very, very careful. Now, I'm not telling you how to do it. You can look that up yourself. This is really dangerous. And you don't want to breathe the sulfuric acid fumes. It can damage your lungs. So you want to do it outside. But have plenty of water ready. Do not skip that step. Water to rinse with. And then what I use to top off the batteries is I use one of those ketchup squeeze bottles that you see at restaurants. Well, you used to see at restaurants, right? They would refill them, put them on the table, and you'd squeeze the ketchup onto your french fries or hamburger or whatever you happen to be eating. I have one of those, and I marked it with the letters distilled water, the words distilled water. It's the only thing that goes in there. And I put the cap on it. That's all that's used for. So you only want to put distilled water in it, and look up how much to put in. There's plenty of videos. And that'll save your battery. And how much is that? About $130. And batteries are getting harder to get. We'll be right back. I'll continue with the book. I'll talk about making hamburgers when we come back, how to do it, how we do it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.